Welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Dr. Dan Flint with the United Ministries. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are over here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. Hey, the price of gold, price of silver is high, high, high. Come see us today. Take advantage. Take advantage of it. In fact, I know a lot of people have bills to pay, and we are seeing a lot of it just because they need to sell to be able to pay those bills. But then there comes a time where maybe you don't have any gold and you don't have any silver, and you really are really down and out. And where do people turn? Well, they turn to United Ministries. And today we are privileged to have Executive Director of the Greater Greenwood United Ministry, Dr. Dan Flint, with us. He works tirelessly along with his big staff, Donna Trapp, to do a lot of amazing things over there. And today we're going to be talking about the Medicine Chase, which is their 13th annual fundraiser, all the things that happen over there. So, Dr. Dan Flint, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Ann. It's a privilege to be here, and thank you for the invitation to give us an opportunity to talk about the ministry and talk about the Medicine Chase.
Well, this is a lot of fun, this event coming up, and it is actually on April 30th, that's right, and we're going to talk a lot more about this. But first off, I really want to talk about what United Ministry does. I think a lot of people, they just go, oh, another organization helping out. But you and I were talking before we went on the air. You told me that United Ministries contributes the care that they contribute and the monies that they pay out and everything, $1.5 to $1.7 million in what it would cost if we had to pay for all these services. So many volunteers, doctors, volunteers, all the things that happen. I think that's something we need to talk about.
Yeah, and that's a part of people don't realize, and that's the value that we put on, the value to the community. You know, we don't sit down and put a dollar amount on our food and the hours and everything. For example, this past year, totally overall, we had 6,700 volunteer hours. Well, if you put a dollar value on that, that's huge.
If you just did $10 an hour.
Well, the doctors, the pharmacists, the nurses, you know, all these professional people, and then you look at all the administration people, that alone is large. And then, of course, another great area of value to the community is the prescription drugs, prescription medicine, let me use that term. I like that a little bit better.
Prescription drugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so anyway, you know, we gave away almost over $450,000 this past year in free medicine to the patients that come through Greater Greenwood United Ministry Free Medical Clinic. And right now we're on a pace to even do more than that this coming year. You know, our costs on medicine and medical supplies was up over 21%, and we're talking about several thousand dollars increased over the previous year. And that's just the way it's been going every year.
Well, I think one of the things you were telling me is, and you're not getting as many freebies, shall we say, those samples that the doctors used to get and the pharmaceuticals used to give out. There's not that many coming in.
That's correct. Because of some of the restrictions that's been given on the samples, the pharmaceutical companies have cut back to them. They, in turn, too, what they do get, have a lot of paperwork now that they have to do and fill out to see that everything is controlled properly. So as a result of that, that's caused a cutback as to what we've received, which that was just something, a very plus for us, because, again, that was medicine coming into our pharmacy that it is now not coming in there. And so we have to pay for more medicines than we ever had to before.
Not only that, you were telling me that the generics were what they have gone to. So, of course, you don't get samples with generics, I don't think.
That's correct also. The pharmaceutical companies, many of them on certain medicines, have gone to generics, and they will not supply us free generic medicines, so we have to pay for those as well. And so that has impacted. And then when you consider, too, the number of patients that we had last year through the free medical clinic was around 1,260. This past year, ending in December, we had 1,790. That
wow.
is a huge increase of number of patients that have come through the free medical clinic.
And, of course, that has to do with the economy.
Absolutely.
People with jobs.
Yeah, and people don't realize, you know, they think in terms of just poor folks alone, but many of these people are people that have lost their jobs, lost their health care, and but anybody that does not have the resources, no Medicaid, no insurance or anything, these are the people that need the free medical clinic, and that's why we're there, to get these people that are falling through the cracks. You know, it's hard for people to imagine, you know, we ourselves have health insurance. Mm-hmm. If you're poor and you don't have any health insurance and you're sick, what do you do? And so that's why we're there. And it's a delight to see a lot of these patients come in. Number one, to get that free doctor care when they come in.
And you have doctors actually working from the Montgomery Center in the residency program. They actually spend time over there.
That's correct. They come in and they just fill that need that we have for doctors, as well as we have doctors in private practice out in the community. All of them, excuse me, pooled together, make up our volunteer doctor list. And so they're there, and it's a great thing to see. And, of course, they see the patients. They give them the examinations they need. They write out prescriptions for them as to what their needs are from a prescription standpoint of view, where it'll be medicine for heart issues or antibiotics or numerous medicines. And so then, of course, that very night, there on Thursday night, like when the free medical clinic is open, then their information is taken to the pharmacy. We have an in-house pharmacy. We're the only free medical clinic that has that. And so the pharmacists fill those prescriptions, and then so these people are taken care of. And then when those prescriptions run out, then we have Tuesday morning, which we have designated for the free prescription refill program. And so they come in and get their prescriptions refilled when they run out after they've been given that initial dosage and quantity. So it's sort of a neat thing to see, and to see the look on people's faces. You know, I sit just down the hall from where the patients are called around and come to see the pharmacist, and the pharmacist giving their medicine. And I get to see them sort of walk by my office with three or four to five prescriptions in their hand. And, you know, again, if you can imagine, if you were sick and you had great need and you had no money to buy medicine, somebody giving you something of that great value to keep you healthy and keep you alive, it's just a pleasure to see that taking place.
Well, not only that, diabetes. You know, that's another biggie right there. And our population is just so many people with diabetes.
Yeah, that's one of our biggest cost areas is we have to buy insulin. And that is a huge area of our prescription writing, is taking care of people with insulin. We are the medical home for a lot of people.
Sure.
So they don't have any place else to turn.
Well, this is what we're going to be talking about. Not only that, of course, they help with rent, they help with utilities, they help with a lot more than just the medical part, although the medical part is a huge part of what they do. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are here with Dr. Dan Flynn. If you have a question or something you'd like to ask, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back. We're going to be talking about a lot more, so don't you go away. We'll be right here. Wednesday, happy
days. Thursday. The classic never goes out of style. The classic can be worn every day. What classic am I speaking of today? Diamond earrings, of course. Classic studs. At Sharp Facets Gallery, our diamond earrings are the best, from quarter carats to over 4 carats in rounds, and of course, princess, pear, or emerald cuts. Best selection, best price, best quality. Buy a pair of diamond earrings today and watch your eyes light up. Sharp Facets Gallery, 72 Bypass Greenwood.
You're here with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Special guest, Dr. Dan Flint with the United Ministries. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
That's right. It's the Greater Greenwood United Ministry. We were just talking about the medical part of this and what a boom that has been to help those. I mean, Self Regional every year gives y'all a grant to help with this. Of course, Dr. Gary Goforth is on your board. He works very well at making sure that you have help in that aspect. But, you know, the Greater Greenwood United Ministry is more than just that. In fact, I think a lot of people don't even know from whence it started. I mean, it sounds like Greater Greenwood United Ministry. Where does the support come from, Dan?
Well, the support comes from three primary sources, and one is are the member churches who own the ministry, who started the ministry and founded it. And then we also have personal donations, and we have business organizations that contribute as well. And then, of course, one of our primary donors, too, in that area is Self Regional themselves to help us with a free medical clinic where we can purchase some medicines and medical supplies. And so, but we depend primarily on our member churches.
Now, you told me there were like 44 churches. That's a huge, isn't that correct,
44? That is correct. That's why we're carrying now on our list of 44 churches that are classified as member churches. Now, some of those are very small and really don't make a great contribution to the ministry, but they do their best.
Well, they make every contribution. I think every contribution, regardless of the size, is so important.
Well, that's what it is. You know, a lot of people think, well, gee, I can't give that much. But even if you give a little bit, but if everybody gives a little bit, that's a whole lot for us. And that's significant. And then it allows us, again, keeps us in the position to do all the things that we do.
Sure.
Again, a lot of people are sort of astounded when they sit down and really start going through the crisis ministry and all the areas where we help with utilities, rent, food, legal services, eyeglasses.
You really are a crisis, as you say, a crisis. You are to help people in crisis.
That's correct. You know, the main thing, Ann, is such a benefit. Of course, again, these member churches started this ministry, but when you think about the benefit to these member churches, because they do not have the staff to individually look at people that come into their churches or call their churches and ask for help, where we are trained, where our people are trained, and we have the staff, we have the files, we have the resources, we have the connections to validate the claims of these people. I mentioned to you earlier in a previous conversation where we probably have the best systems in place of anybody to check on the clients that come into our free medical clinic and come into our crisis ministry for help. In other words, we're not there to enable and rescue bad choices and bad behavior. We're there to give a hand up and not a hand out. And so that's very important to us. And there was a prominent businessman in town recently paid us a great compliment. And he said, "You people do the best job of anybody I've ever seen trying to get the money to the people that really need it." And so consequently, we all know and have to be honest about it, there are people that will try to beat the system. But on the other hand, we have a responsibility to ferret them out and key in to be sure that our resources are going to those people that are truly in crisis and truly have that need. And if they didn't, they would really be hurting.
Well, you're right. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking about, I should say, let's see, back in the olden days, each church tried to help members of its church. And this is a great service because now you've taken all these member churches, and instead of each church trying to help X amount of people, they're able to do so much more because it's the power of people working together.
That's correct. You know, and there's not that duplication, and then there's not that sort of what we call fraud element going on, you know, people running from church to church to church. Now, on the other hand, that's one of the reasons why we were started is because we didn't want people having to go to church to church. So it fulfills a great need and a great responsibility, and it's a collaborative effort. We have very close contact with many of our member churches. So if somebody calls them to do two things, one, they'll call. A lot of times they'll just call me and say, "I've got this person in here. What can you tell me about them?" Which they have a right to any of our files. They own us.
Sure.
And the other party is we say, send them up here and let us evaluate them and see just where they are, and we'll take them from there.
Now, what you're saying is that when somebody walks through the doors of United Ministry over there on Edgefield Street, they actually have to fill out an application. This isn't just come in the door and we will take care of you.
That is correct. They fill out right immediately information form on themselves, and then we sit down, we do a budget on them, we do what we call an evaluation checkoff, which makes us look at them in a lot of different areas. And so it's not just I have a need and we just, you know, shell it out to them. We do examine them very closely. And another thing we do when we do the budget, not only, of course, when they come in, they have to bring in salary information from the Department of Social Services. If they're in public housing, they got to bring in a profile from public housing as to what all the benefits they're getting. So any place they're getting benefits. And so we sit down and do a budget on them, and two things come out of that. One, if we can see if they are on or below the poverty guideline, which makes them eligible for us to help. And two, the other side of that, the positive side, is that many of these people do not know how to budget.
Sure.
And so consequently, that's part of our ministry, is to give them a copy of the budgets or share with them where they can make some adjustments in their spending to where they can, you know, take care of their bills when they come due or are responsible for them.
Sure. You know, so many people, they get their money the first of the month, and by the end of the month, they have no money.
Don't even have a clue where it went.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So this is excellent. Now, one of the things, of course, that we've hinted on is, of course, that you actually will help people with utilities, with their rent. What a benefit for those, and particularly because it seems to me, as I look at my bill every month, that my utilities are going up. I have noticed that, CPW.
And you could say Duke Power, too.
I guess Duke Power, yes.
Yeah, we with those two electric companies, there are a lot of folks, and that's the number one area that for what we call numbers of clients that come in needing help is at utility area. And then, of course, the next is the medical clinic. But we do pay out huge dollars annually against utility bills.
You actually pay the utility companies for them, the money that does not actually go directly to the client. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we never give money to the client or the patient. It's always to the vendor. And, again, this is part of that control, and this is part of, you know, managing things the way it should be managed.
So this is a big, big part. Not only that, you do eyeglasses and dental care. There's another one you wouldn't think that you would be able to handle, but you do.
That's correct. You know, we have the dental clinic that's opened every other Thursday, the second and fourth. And of course, when the patients come in needing dental assistance, we do all the paperwork on them. You know, a typical thing, just like medical clinic or crisis ministry. And then we fix up their folder. And then we have volunteer dentists that have volunteered for that particular night. And so we put the folder in that patient's hand and direct them to that dentist, that dental office. At one time when I first came to United Ministry, we had the dental offices right there in the clinic. We had the dental chairs and x-ray machines. But many of the dentists said that they feel more comfortable.
Where you know where everything is.
That way they knew where everything was, and everything was just the way they wanted. And then if something exceptional happened, say when they pulled a tooth, some maybe something critical, then they could address it better. And so that's a huge element of our ministry, too, is taking care of people with dental needs. And then eyeglasses, that's huge also. Our numbers are very high in taking care of eyeglasses. And, of course, we work in concert and partnership with the Lions Club. The people come into us, they need to help with eyeglasses, need them paid for. We do all the paperwork. Then we send it to the Lions Club. The Lions Club then approves it as to whether they'll pay it or not. Then they'll send it back to us. And then we send a referral to the Greenwood Eye Clinic for them to get the free eye exam. And, of course, the Lions Club is going to pay for the glasses. So that's a huge benefit for a lot of people that don't have the resources to, you know, take care of their vision and have the glasses that they need.
That's right. So there is so much that you do there. It would be hard to cover in an hour all the things that are available there. But let us just say Greater Greenwood United Ministry is a crisis ministry. And, you know, could you do all this without your assistant, Donna Trapp?
And, you know, Donna does a great job, and I have delegated that whole medical side to her, and my philosophy is, and I just shared this a while ago with a prospective volunteer, I tell Donna, run your show, but let me know. And so Donna does a great job, and she's a great assistant and has been there for several years, and she's a veteran, and she's loved by the volunteers that come into the free medical clinic, and they all rally around her and try to support her. So overall, she's a great staff person.
We have
one other staff person. Her name is Pam Kirby, and Pam, of course, is what we call our front-end coordinator, and I brought her in several years ago because of all the things that we do, the free medical clinic, the dental clinic, the crisis ministry, the different times. With volunteer receptionists, we were having communication issues, you know, people
sure.
confused. So we brought Pam in to take care of all that so that she is right there working with the receptionists, working with the intake workers, inhaling the medical clinic, and so that communications go out to the best of our ability to the people when they have questions, they call up, or whatever it is. So
sure.
Between the three of us, and all the rest are volunteers. We're talking about several hundred volunteers, which if we didn't have them, we wouldn't have a ministry.
You know, it is just an amazing that it's all put together there and comes together every time. You know, you just, in fact, I know Donna, one of her favorite projects is putting together the volunteer banquet that she did. Last year we did the Traveling Diner Show for y'all. This year you went with a red carpet affair, and Donna just likes to go over the top on this stuff, doesn't she?
Well, absolutely, and that's sort of a gift, and her personality characteristics matches up with all this. She is that area that, in personality characteristics, that is creative, imaginative, and likes to do those kind of things. So it's a perfect match for her. Now, it's tiring to her. I'm not saying that it's easy, because that responsibility in putting together that volunteer banquet takes a lot of work, a lot of coordination, and some additional help, which she has to recruit. And then the same thing with the medicine chase coming up. Donna does that every year. And so consequently, she did a good job. And people are going to be impressed if they come up and support the medicine chase this year and see what goes on. A lot of energy, professionalism, because professional people are hired to run this thing.
Absolutely. Hey, we're here with Dr. Dan Flint. It is time for South Carolina News. We'll be back after the news. Got a question? 229-7984. That's 229-7984. News is up.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Dr. Dan Flint with the Greater Greenwood United Ministries. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are over here at Sharp Facets Gallery talking about Greater Greenwood United Ministry. You know, I think the Greater Greenwood United Ministry does what we all know can be done, and that's take care of our own, and that is such an important thing. We had a call from Dana Mitchell. She said, I hope it's a she, said, this is what we can do best. You touch the people, you eliminate government, and probably run a 10 times more efficient operation. And then she says at the end, another nail in the Obamacare coffin. So there you go. Now, speaking of the government, do you get any support from the government?
And no, we do not. We do not get any kind of governmental monies of any kind, and we do not get anything from United Way. We're strictly autonomous out there. Our funding, again, comes from the member churches, from individuals and business organizations, nothing from the government in any way, shape, or form.
Wow. We had another call from George, and he says, after listening to this program, I can see us cutting back on funding in one area, but donating directly to United Ministry. He says, I like your philosophy. So there you go.
Well, that's great. You know, I just want to give an example. We had a gal come in last week that needed help with the utility bill, and she was a very ill gal, and she needed that because she was on oxygen. The other thing that was a problem was that she had a major swollen jaw from an abscess tooth that needed to be pulled. And this, we took care of her electricity to keep that on. And also, too, we talked about Donna Trapp earlier. We turned this person over to Donna. Donna called one of our volunteer dentists. Now, this was not a day that we had the dental clinic open, but we do have that kind of contact that if there's an emergency situation, Donna called this particular dentist, and we were able to send her right on down there to get that tooth taken care of. And then, of course, she would be turned right back around to our medical clinic to get some antibiotics to help her for the swelling and the infection and stuff that was in there. So it's just amazing where one ministry will help here, and then we can refer to our own ministry, so to speak, because there'll be people come in there for the medical clinic, and then they'll need food or they'll need help with their utility bill. So we just sort of circle them around where they're needed or where they have need.
Well, I think what you said, it's a crisis ministry, and most often there's not just one crisis.
That's
not
correct.
Just a medical need. There's other needs. And if you can ever get a person back on their feet, then they can become a productive member of society again.
And that's our goal. That's our goal, to get them through their crisis and get them back to where they can sustain themselves.
Now, I was asking you earlier about what employment. What can be done? Do you have any connections if somebody comes in and you get them back situated, get them stable? Is there any help there?
And we do have situations where we are linked up with some of our churches, in their Sunday school classes, and some of them are very large. Within those classes are people that own businesses in town and know where they're hiring, as well as we scan the papers to look to see what kind of jobs are available. We also have a connection with a particular church where they have a ministry to help people that are out of work. So with all of that, we do play a role, and it is part of our ministry to try to help to find jobs for people or direct them where they can get jobs, as well as we will put some conditions on certain things that people will need to go to Voc Rehab. Mm-hmm. They'll need to go to Piedmont Tech and maybe get their GED and get themselves online or in a position to where they can get a job. And so that's part of our ministry, too. You know, again, as I said earlier,
not just a handout.
That's correct. We're not just a handout people. We're not going to enable and rescue bad choices and behaviors. We're going to move in there as intelligently as we can to help that person be self-sustaining, but in the meantime, take care of their physical needs. Because as we very well know, if people's physical needs and immediate crisis needs are not taken care of, they've got some problems about getting, you know, moving on and where they need to go.
Well, you know, this is the type of program that it just makes you feel good to hear about it. You work with a lot of different agencies, from Bauer Rogers to Cornerstone, Beckman Center. I mean, you do credit counseling.
Yes.
You've even helped people that get themselves hung up with the check places to get back on track. And, of course, what we need in our country is taxpayers, and it looks to me like that's what you're helping, getting people back paying taxes here, those that can't, get them situated so they can get moving forward.
That's true, and it's very important to us to try to make the right decision for these people to help get them get on their feet, get through their crisis, and take care of them in so many different areas.
That's right. So this is what's happening at Greater Greenwood United Ministry. Now, they do fundraiser. This is the big fundraiser coming up, and it's the 5K run, or if you can't run, you can walk, right? That's coming up on April 30th. What can you tell us about that, Dan?
And this is the 13th one we've had, and it's very important to us because the primary focus behind all that is to raise money to buy medicines and take care, you know, take care of some of our medical supplies that we need. And it's not only a very special time to us in raising funds to take care of our needs in the free medical clinic, but the other part is fun. You know, a lot of people come out. There's a lot of energy. This is professionally done. We hire professional people to come in and organize this thing, set it up, and run it. And so there's...
Ha-ha, no pun intended. Run it, ha-ha.
it or walk it.
Yeah.
This particular case, they do a great job. We've had these same people for about 3 years now, and they have done a great job managing this event for us. And but it'll be downtown Greenwood Saturday morning, April the 30th, and I hope... You know, those of you who are listening will come out and support us and walk or run, but be there to be a part of this very special, unique time for us. And this is the one and only annual fundraiser that we have. We do not have any other designated, if you will, fundraisers. This is our biggie for the year. We put a lot of time and energy behind it. A lot of people, you know, Donna and myself and other people and the board members and staff, when I say staff, I'm really referring to the volunteer staff people. They get behind it and do their best to work very hard for us to raise these funds to support the free medical clinic.
That's right. Now, your goal this year is $25,000.
That's correct. That's our goal.
That's a big goal.
It's a big goal. And, you know, we're one of these days we're going to hit it. We just go so hard at it every year. And we hope that this year we'll get as close to it as we ever have. For one of the things that has been inspiring and encouraging so far is that we've got a few more sponsors this year. So there'll be more names on the back of the T-shirts of the people that have participated and are sponsoring the event. So that so far has come in well, and we're happy about that, but we're also needing individuals to come and participate and do what they can to support this medicine chase.
Now, you can, of course, pre-register for this. Registration is at 8 a.m. on Saturday, April 30th. They can go ahead and sign up now, Dan.
Well, there's places, you know, they can go to Wellness Works and get an application. They can contact us. Like we had somebody call the other day and we just faxed it to them. So
Okay. They
can stop into our ministry and get these applications. They can go to the YMCA. They can go to Wellness Works. I know I have some down at Sweet Peas, and so there's some different places in town. But the easiest way to do it is just give us a call. If you can stop in at the ministry there at 1404 Edgefield Street and get an application, be fine. If you can't, tell us, give us your fax number. We'll fax an application to you. You can fill it out and send it in to us, and everything will get set up as far as pre-registration is concerned.
Now, telephone number to United Ministries. What's that number to call?
Yeah, it's 942-0500. And if you get a voicemail, then you can also call 942-9889, which is Donna Trapp's number.
You know, yeah, you're going to keep Donna busy. Okay.
She's plenty busy, but she's such a servant heart and does everything. She really puts her heart in behind this medicine chase to try to make it go. And it doesn't make any difference who it is. She's going to be there to serve them and try to help them to get connected. And those are a couple ways to do it. But please come out and support the medicine chase and enjoy the fun, enjoy the energy, enjoy the free things that will be given away.
Right. And when we come back, we'll talk more about it. So don't you go away. We'll be right back. If you've got a question or a comment, hey, don't hesitate to give us a call. It's 229-7984, 229-7984. We want to hear a word from our sponsors. And, yes, we'll be right back.
These happy days are your gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime. From Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You are here with us at Meet Me at the Diner, your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Dr. Dan Flint with the Greater Greenwood United Ministries. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are back here coming up on 1 o'clock, so we don't have a lot of time left. But, you know, the Greater Greenwood United Ministry contributes $1.5 to $1.7 million in medical, dental, and all the other things that they do, from helping with rents and utilities, food, all these things. I mean, we couldn't even talk about it. It's all about crisis ministry, though, and that helps those in crisis. And, you know, Dan, one of the things I was just talking to you off the air was about the fact that sometimes people that are in a situation like this, they're in crisis, they don't know where to turn, but they also kind of give up.
Yeah, they do. You know, Ann, we see a lot of people, they just sort of get hopeless and helpless, so to speak. And what we try to do is give them a vision as to where they can try to help themselves, take some initiative, be a little bit more proactive. You know, we all had that old saying, you don't know what you don't know, and people come into us, and that's where it is. There's just a lot of things they don't know. But we have a good global view of everything as to where we can refer people over and above if where we cannot help them. Now, we can help them in so many different ways, as we've outlined earlier. But on the other hand, we know what's going on in this community, and we know what's available. You know, Upstate Homeless Coalition, just various things. We know where to send these people, but we will also sometimes, for those people that maybe don't want to put a little bit of feet behind what they need to, we'll put some conditions on things. You go here, here, and here, and then we'll help you here. Now that's, but again, for the most part, though, the people that really come to us that want help, that need help, that are truly in crisis, are very transparent. They will tell you what you want to know. They'll share with you what we ask them to share, and they will get behind that effort to try to help themselves. Those are the ones that are truly in crisis. So that part is just great to be there for them. And I'll tell you, recently we've had a lot of people that have never been helped before because of our economy have come into us for the first time.
And they're embarrassed.
Absolutely. I've never had to do this before. But we're just happy to be there for them and to help them take care of the needs. And it's sort of, you know, the tears will run down their cheeks, you know, because they're embarrassed about it. They're They don't know what to do. Some of the older folks will just almost panic, be in a panic situation. And so we'll just calm their fears and help them out and do what we can to, you know, to lift them up and guide them in the right direction and position them to where they can get sustaining help. You know, in other words, when this runs out, where they can go to keep this thing going until they can get on their feet or they can rectify what they need to rectify again to be where they need to be productive.
That's right. So last year, dispensed 5,925 prescriptions with an estimated value of $444,000 and more. Unbelievable dollars there. Unbelievable dollars. The Medicine Chase coming up on the 30th of April. It's a 5K run or walk. You will be meeting at the Fountain in Uptown Greenwood. If I remember correctly, last year the weather was okay, but it didn't cooperate a whole lot. Let's hope that we can have some great weather this coming April 30th.
That would be great, Ann. Fortunately, we got just a teeny little break. Yes, it did rain on us in the beginning, and
right
there towards the end, we did get it in. But, again, a lot of people, didn't concern them too much. They just said, hey, we're here to support and to help. But it would be nice to have a beautiful day like we've had in the past at times because it just adds more to it, and we hope that'll happen. Matter of fact, some people can pray to that end that we will have good weather.
All right. Registration at 8:30. Race begins at 9 a.m. Here's the cost, $25 per entrant, $15 if you're a 17 and under, $15 for groups of six or more. So get a church group, student group, Girl Scout, Boy Scout, get them all together. Be part of this. Not only can you pick up the applications like we talked about, but also it looks like you can go to active.com and get your application right there. You can call them right there at Greater Greenwood United Ministry, 942-0500, or just call my friend, Donna Trapp, 942-9889. I know the phone's going to be ringing off the hook, and Dan, she's going to be mad at you.
She'll
get over it.
She's a sweet gal. You said it, not me.
942-9889 if you'd like to talk to Donna. If you need help, though, call Greater Greenwood United Ministry, 942-0500. Now, we've been over the charges. But there's one thing I wanted to talk about. You know, we've talked about you do have sponsorships, $500 donation. The deadline actually has passed, but I guess you would still take that donation.
Absolutely. No question about it. We'll take it right at the end. The only thing that they would miss out on and would maybe getting their name on the back of the T-shirt, but they would get a public announcement there at the Medicine Chase that they have supported and become a sponsor. So that would be great.
That would be great. Now, also, donations. Now, I really like this. It says all donations are accepted and may be to honor a loved one, physician, or even a favorite volunteer. What a nice touch.
Yeah, and we've had several come in already where they've done honorariums as well as memorials. And, again, it's just sort of neat to see that. And it's just great to see and be a part of that and that kind of giving.
Absolutely. So they're trying to raise $25,000. They get money from, oh, my gosh, they need so much money to keep this whole program going. Thank God that we do have all the churches that are involved in it. 44 churches are behind this, along with a lot of other help. But, hey, here's the thing you should know. They do not get any federal money. They are strictly a standalone organization, and because of that, they have the ability, I think, in some cases, to help people more because they can see how they can motivate and get them in the direction to get them more help.
That's
did I
true.
Sum it up?
Yes, you did. You did a great job, Ann. Appreciate it.
So, Dan, you know, we have about 5 minutes left. What other things should we talk about?
Well, you know, I think the things that people don't realize is you know, in our free medical clinic, the things that we have available to people in the referral area. I mean, like I say, I mentioned a little bit earlier, but there's what we call imaging. You know, we send people out for X-rays, MRIs, mammograms, ultrasounds. Then there's lab tests that are done. There's blood draws, diabetes testing, urine testing. You know, and some of this goes on right there at the free medical clinic, but some of it goes to our referral base that we have out there.
Dental care.
Yeah, and so that dental care, people forget about that. You know, That is a unique thing. There's no other dental care, free dental clinic in town. And so, consequently, that's very big. And, you know, when we put this all together and what we offer to people, it's just amazing how it takes the fears away, you know, and they got hope. And, of course, some of them have health. Mm-hmm. You know, they've had major health issues until they get connected with our free medical clinic. And, you know, it's surprising, Ian. There's a lot of people who can say, I didn't know you people were here.
Right.
You know, we even have people that will drive by our building and see these huge lines out there in the front, you know, waiting for the free medical clinic or the crisis ministry. I wondered what you all did. But, when they find out, they're absolutely astonished at what all we do when you look at the crisis ministry, the free medical clinic, and the dental clinic, all the things that we do.
And didn't you tell me that your business donations have gone up? Isn't that one of the things
that's gone up.
Surprising?
Yeah, it's gone up, but I'll tell you where an area that has gone down, and surprising enough, because the economy has affected some of the churches, and some of the churches have had to cut their budgets of giving to us.
Sure.
Okay, and personal donations are down. That's affected a little bit. We had one particular person that gave, you know, quite a bit of money,
mm-hmm.
an independent person, and, of course, the economy's hit and medical things hit this person. And so, consequently, where we were expecting this year after year, it didn't come this year. And so, somewhere along the line, that has to be made up. And so, there's just a lot of things that happen in an economy like ours. You can't expect anything. All you can do is say, where we are in at this particular point, because we had to cut our budget this year, okay? But on the other hand,
at a time where you couldn't really afford to cut your budget.
Absolutely. And the thing of it is, we're really being positioned to help more people with less. And that's why we're out there trying to do the best we can behind this medicine chase and raise as much money to get ourselves to stay in that position to help people that are in crisis.
Well, you know, I think you do a great job, and I think, you know, the whole thing about doing more with less, we're all learning how to do more with less right now. But if you would like to help out and contribute to Greater Greenwood United Ministry, who should they call? Who should they talk to, Dan?
I'm the primary person. You know, if you have any major questions or issue, you know, I'm Dan Flint, the executive director, and if you need, you know, you want some in-depth information behind the ministry or want to even sit down and talk with me individually so I can share with you what all we do, I had an individual this morning call me, and he has a particular church. And he wanted to help the homeless people. And so, like last year, we had some of the churches give us designated funds just strictly to help the homeless people. And so he's coming in. We're going to sit down. He wants to see what all we do. And so, consequently, I'd be very happy to spend the time with anyone that would like to know more about what we do and look at things more specifically. And I like to give them a tour of the building and what all we do. They can get a visual as well as show them on paper what all we do, the laundry list of things we do. And I'm dedicated in my own heart, you know, to help you. I spent 33 years in corporate business, but this ministry is still fascinating to me. And so I would just love to share anytime I can about the ministry.
Well, you certainly are very excited about it. You certainly have a lot of good things going on. You certainly help our community. Let's see if we can't get more people on board to help what this does. The Medicine Chase is coming up. Hey, just one second. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Medicine Chase is coming up at the Fountain Saturday, April 30th. Starts at 9 a.m., registration at 8:30. Can you register that day? Yes, you can. Can you go ahead and register now? Hey, I highly recommend it. Dan Flint, thank you so much for coming out and talking to us today.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you for the privilege of just being here to share about the ministry.
Well, it's a great program, and I know a lot of people on both sides, those that need the help and those that can help, have gotten a lot out of it. We'll be posting a podcast of this on our website, WLMA.net. Should be up tomorrow. Thank you very much. And again, this is WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. News is up. Bye-bye, everybody.